Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
Down here at the Exhibit Hall, CSUN 2018, and I got to Dave Racetrick from Envision America before Joe did, so haha, I stole the interview. But very excited to talk to Dave again about the latest with Script Talk, a new iOS app and some other stuff. Dave, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It's nice to see you again.
So this is some cool news. Script Talk, which many of you may be familiar with to get accessible prescription labels, is now soon coming to iOS. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. So Script Talk's been out for more than a decade, right? You know, we've been working on getting more and more pharmacies going with Script Talk. A lot of people have used the Script Talk station device to read their medications. And still, we're expanding that. But now, we've come out with this iOS app that we hope is going to just completely revolutionize people's access to medications. We've had the Android out for some time, but now with iOS, we think that folks are really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, because wasn't there software limitations for using NFC tags before?
Right. So Apple didn't allow for access using their NFC technology, which is really Apple Pay. It's what's built into Apple Pay. And, you know, the top half inch of the iPhone, and this is iPhone 7 or greater, is where the PayPal read area is. And so really with the iOS app, which is in beta right now, we're not actually in the App Store yet, but we hope to be very soon, is you know, the read area on the top of the iPhone. So I'll give you a quick demonstration of it right now. So you'll hear a ticking sound. I'm going to go ahead and...
voice over on. Script Talk. Scan.
Oh, there's the scan button.
Alert. Ready to scan.
Yep, we can hear it. There we go.
Okay.
So now you're going to put this on the top of your phone?
Yep. And so the label, so the top half inch of the iPhone is the read area for NFC. So I'm going to go ahead and hold that over, and it'll ding, and then it'll start to give information.
Script Talk. Patient. Sally Safety.
Okay, so Sally Safety, and I'll just use my gestures here.
Medication. Happy Pills 10 milligrams. Instructions. Take one pill every day.
So now, again, I can kind of cycle through all the information, including the other information. I can go all the way down, and I just use my finger just along the face of the... of the
either explore or switch.
Right, just explore, right. Just with your finger sliding down. So let me go down to warnings.
Which ends up being more...
Staying safe with your medications may cause a longer, happier life. Warning, expiration date, April 1st, 2019.
Okay. Oh, nice, of course. But, I mean... So you have, of course, the dedicated readers, but you can go through this on the app for smartphone users. Wow,
absolutely.
You can scroll through it a lot faster.
Many folks already, you know, when we launched this in the iPhone, the store, we think that folks already have, if you've got an iPhone, you already have your reader right there. You can still get a Script Talk Station reader for free. It's not a matter of it's going to cost anything to the pharmacy, and the app will be free when it's available. So it just means you've got it right there in your back pocket.
So you're looking for beta testers now?
Yeah, we're looking for some beta testers. We're looking for probably another dozen or two beta testers just to kind of test with a sample Script Talk bottle. So here at CSUN, we're going to hopefully get those beta testers set up and, you know, started.
Okay. Cool. And, of course, lots of pharmacies have been adding the Script Talk over the past months and years, correct?
Yeah. So we've got Walmart pharmacies that are doing it nationwide. Rite Aid Pharmacy is doing it nationwide. We've got a lot of independent. We've got a lot of the mail order pharmacies doing it.
I was going to say, for Walmart and Rite Aid, is that in store or is that just
mail order? That's in store.
Okay.
That's in store. And the mail order is doing it too. We've got Express Scripts and Caremark and Humana and OptumRx. So all the big guys are doing it nationwide. So, and most of those guys that are doing Script Talk are also doing large print Script View.
Do you end up getting involved? I noticed some states are actually, Nevada passed a law that says that this has to be a thing now.
Right.
Are you involved in those efforts? Or?
Not really involved, but definitely the Nevada SB 131 law that came into January 1st is really putting a fire under a lot of those pharmacies in Nevada and really setting the pace and the kind of the perspective of other pharmacies and other states doing laws that require access to medication information.
Sure, and it doesn't require that it has to be your system, but it has to be a system.
No, yeah, right. It's got to be something that's audible.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, some new updates to the ID Mates as well?
Yes, yep. So ID Mates is, you know, still growing and still doing well. The Galaxy's, you know, been out for a little while, but we've got the new Galaxy Web Companion that you can plug in and get right to your information on your to backup information on your ID Mate, all your recordings and that sort of thing, and restore them. You can actually surf to it via Wi-Fi too if you're on the same Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
For example, with an iPhone, you can get right to it.
It's like a 192 dot whatever.
It's a 172, I think, IP. But we got you just go to that IP address.
Yep.
And that'll log you directly into your ID Mate.
Okay, and there's also some recent improvements. It's booting faster now as well.
Yep, it's 13 seconds faster, which is might not sound like much, but you know when you're turning it off and turning it on, it's a lot quicker.
Well, that's a tricky balance, isn't it? Because the older models actually booted faster because they were less feature rich.
Yeah, they didn't have Wi-Fi, for example, and you need drivers with Wi-Fi.
Right.
The better voice requires more memory. And, you know, the upside is you've got all that. The downside is the boot time's a little longer. But, you know, it's
Do you
it's
still
improving.
Think standalone is the best way to go? Have you seen much progress in identifying barcodes on an iPhone?
Well, the benefit that ID Mate has from anybody out there is the data. You know, you can get, you know, seeing AI apps and that sort of thing out there, and you can use it to identify potentially a product, but you're not going to get the detailed cooking instructions. You're not going to get, it's going to take you forever to get all that. We have good formatted data for you know, products out there.
Fair enough. People want to get more information about the ID Mate or Script Talk or anything else, what's the best way to do that?
Give us a call. It's 800-890-1180. See our website at envisionamerica.com.
Thank you so much. Always great to have you on.
All right, Jason. Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.